Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kind and generous in spirit. That's what you get on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Practical growth in your brain. This is like potassium and magnesium and selenium for your brain. You knew that, right?
I forgot it because I wasn't taking those things.
No. All right, well, you got to get back on them again.
Okay.
Do things that are good for your brain.
I think people say that, like if they're just kind of lagging a little bit on a Monday or something. Like, I forgot to take my good day today.
All right, there you go. Get at it, Richie.
Don't forget your good day.
Don't forget your good day. Pinterest stress. The name for a grave condition that's afflicting mothers everywhere. It turns out not being able to correctly paper mache has mental consequences. Have you followed Pinterest? Kenny, you're a big Pinterest follower,
right?
I
love Pinterest.
Like Pinterest? You do that, right. All right, so what do you get out of Pinterest that you don't get out of other social media?
I get lots of concert stuff. People post pictures that from concerts they've gone to, and video clips of different bands.
Yeah?
I figure out how I'm going to feed my family each week on Pinterest.
How's that? You mean you have recipes and things?
All of my recipes are on Pinterest.
Really?
And you see a picture, of something you like, and you're like, wow, that looks good, and you save it to your board. Mm-hmm. And I have a board that's called What's for Dinner. And whenever Janet and I are going to go, okay, what's for dinner, I go to my little board, and I'm like, oh, let's make this. And I do it.
Good. Good for you, Regina.
Yeah,
I'm impressed.
Very handy.
All right, Molly, let's get to the Patriot Act, the massive surveillance law put into place after September 11th, supposedly to fight terrorism. Congress has had June 1st as a deadline for extending it, but as usual, they do. I think everybody in the world operates the same way. You think that kind of grab-your-butt mentality? Let's wait till the last minute. So one of the
laws. Did you say grab your butt mentality?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's another reference to your butt.
They don't really plan for it. They don't really work it out. And at the last minute, they just try and figure it out.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Like grab your butt and hang on.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the reality what happened here, Doug, is they just didn't have the votes. They couldn't get everybody to agree, and it went to the last minute.
Yeah.
77-17.
It'll get changed. It'll get changed this week. There'll be some way of collecting the data so that we'll, of course, all feel safer. It reminds me of the time when this. Man, I just added myself. Thank you, Doug.
Good. All right, so Molly, what happened with the Patriot Act?
Wait a minute.
Wait, what are we missing?
The Patriot Act, nothing happened with it. It didn't go anywhere.
Exactly.
So that's the story, isn't it? Nothing.
Pretty much. The Senate voted to instead begin debating a bill passed by the House to overhaul the program. That includes transferring the storage of the data from the government to the phone companies.
Richie, you want to know what the story is? Here's the story.
All right, give it to me.
There's been a big debate going on about the Patriot Act and whether or not it crosses the line by trading security for privacy. Congress chose this moment to do nothing. That's the story.
Which makes it sunset back to where we have a little bit, just like an teensy, teensy bit more freedom in that the government doesn't keep our information. They have to go to the phone companies who we actually pay for services to get the information.
But they can still get the information. So how does...
Well, they will only get the information if they go get a subpoena from a judge and says, Verizon, we want these phone records for this person from this date to this date. Please give it to us. So instead of having yours, mine, everybody's information in their big servers in the NSA server room, they have to go get it and they have to ask for it. And I'm good with that.
And then some people are saying, how is this going to play out if, you know, a lone wolf is plotting something and they're not caught because of surveillance?
That's what the hawks are going to say.
Right.
We cannot follow. And it's a bunch of malarkey. They can still follow. They will still have a red flag and they will still go ask for the information and follow them.
Right, and one of the sneaky things about this is that they have a grandfather clause. So if they're already following you, listening to you.
They can
still
do
that. If they think that they need to, they can keep right on doing it.
Hey, Doug, can I work in my story about my teacher friend and how this relates?
Actually, yeah, I think that is a good story. Richie's got a story about a lady who passed away and what happened to her husband over the weekend.
We're talking about how automation of government services helps them find terrorists, right? And now they're going to claim that they've lost a little bit of that automation. Mm. Well, let me propose to you that maybe that's a good thing. I had a friend, a very good friend, pass away, been about 5 months now, of lung cancer. And she was my kids, both of my kids, kindergarten teachers. And she had done great things with my kids in kindergarten. She lived about two blocks away from us. Our kids played baseball, all that other stuff. Very nice lady. And so she was a teacher for 17 years in Fairfax County, Virginia. So she passes away. Everybody's helping her husband and her two kids, her two young kids, trying to move along and cope. And the husband posts a picture the other day on Facebook of a plaque that was sent to his now deceased wife, congratulating her on her retirement.
There you go.
What had happened is once she had been taken out of the accounting computers, they just assumed 17 years, she must have retired. This poor guy opens up this plaque and says, congratulations for your retirement.
Maroonies.
He is out of his mind. He's a cop.
Yeah.
So he works for the government, and he's just out of his mind, and everybody on this Facebook page is just commenting how horrible it is and how we should go to the government. Because obviously, it just triggered a response, a computer response. Okay, this person retired, sent him a black, blah, blah, blah. And they don't realize what it did to the husband that he's got to open his plaque and see that his wife has just barely been dead 5 months.
Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your tax dollars at work. In a moment... Why is YouTube under fire? That story next on Good Day.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold.
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water, or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Hate it.
What's the matter?
That spot drives me nuts. 16 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A video explaining how to tie a noose, play with matches, or taste battery acid. All part of a... position, I guess that's the best word I can come up with, These are cartoons dubbed over with obscenities, introduction to wine tasting, beer commercials, all kinds of things that have shown up on a kid's app. This is a story we have at DougStefan.com today. Kenny, how did you, where did this show
it's
up?
App, meaning it's the...
It's an app.
YouTube's for kids. It's whatever their kids' channel is.
Right.
Yeah, it's a mobile app. Yeah. Science stuff, silly songs on a lot.
Well,
but there's stuff inside here.
YouTube had tried to create a filter so that kids can safely cruise YouTube and not go from a video about Minecraft to something that would be inappropriate. And apparently this kind of slipped through the cracks.
It looks more purposeful than that, is it, Kenny?
No, it's just lots of things have slipped through the cracks. There's tons of videos, and anytime, apparently their filters aren't great. There was a video of that somebody made of took a clip from Sesame Street of Bert and Ernie and dubbed in dialogue from the movie Casino.
Okay, so then how do parents protect their children when it comes to this kind of stuff? I mean, what are we
YouTube
going on?
I have an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old, and they're on YouTube all the time. My daughter
it's
goes
the Wild
on.
West.
Yeah. My daughter goes on to watch Ross Lynch videos, and my son goes. He's one of the new. He's one of the Disney Bebop, heartthrobs. Huh. And my son goes on to watch science videos and video game videos. And boom, within three videos, you can end up at something that's totally inappropriate. So the only way that you can is I kind of watch their video time, but you can't watch everything. So you have to prepare them for things that they might see and to know what's inappropriate and to make sure that they stay away from things. I'm watching this. It's not good. I have to turn it to something else. And you have to just raise good kids to recognize something. But you cannot shelter them from bad words, bad language, and bad things because they're going to see it sometimes. And you just have to raise good kids.
It's
impossible.
All this stuff.
Unless you totally shut the internet off, you cannot keep them from seeing
something. So what have we created here? Do we have a monster that we'll never be able to put back into the box?
No, YouTube is a beautiful thing. It really is. There's so many great things on YouTube.
You can learn a lot from having this.
And they use it. It's a tool for them. It's a valuable tool.
As long as it doesn't become a crutch so that we're not learning, we're just doing. There's no education. When you're always provided with the answer, there's no educational component to it. The answer is what you got to figure out, and using all these tools, it limits your need to find the answer.
My Little League story, where I was an assistant coach on one of the teams, and another assistant coach was working with the kids, and he's helping him with some batting technique, and it's really kind of in-depth technique. And I'm like, wow, that was pretty interesting stuff. I was like, did you play? And he goes, no. I said, well, where'd you learn that? He said, YouTube. So this guy learned how to coach baseball batting technique to little kids. And there's zillions of videos that do this on YouTube.
I think people ask more questions, actually, Doug, because the answer's so readily available. Before you might ask a question, you'd be like,
depends on your
bag.
If you're mature like we are, yes. If you've never had another experience, I wonder. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
You'll get more floor for less money at Lumber Liquidators with incredible deals and over 400 beautiful full warranty floors from just 49 cents. This week at 5-inch wide pre-finished oak hardwood for under $1. Or exotic and gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished acacia. It's hard to find at other stores, but we've got it for $2.99. Plus, save as much as 45% on high-quality laminate and vinyl wood plank. And get 12-month special financing. Get more floor for less money with unbelievable deals on top-quality hardwood. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store near you.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Don't come. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
I want you to sort of sit down and relax for a moment, or two or three or four, because we're going to celebrate for the next few minutes the release of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. This date, 1967. It was the number one album for 15 weeks. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Included in the album, Sgt. Pepper, obviously, and a song. This was Ringo's only song on the album, written by John and Paul. Ringo performs this. I don't think he did on the, Molly, you were watching the induction ceremony. Ringo was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by Paul. I don't think he did, with a little help from my friends, but this is still.
He did Boys, I saw that.
Yeah.
And,
the Sherelle song.
Yeah, and yeah. then I kind of missed the rest of the Ringo situation.
Good. Yeah, right. All right, so Richie, are we going to pay tribute to all of these with a little excerpt? Or what happened with a little help from my friends?
It's part of Sgt. Pepper.
Ah.
So you have to wait a couple of minutes to get to it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hi, this is John's song, inspired by a drawing his 4-year-old son Julian did at school of Julian's friend Lucy. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Getting Better also on this album, John and Paul. Creating vocals, Paul, it's getting better all the time. John, it can get no worse. I like this one, Richie. Crank it up, will you?
Getting so much better all the time. It's getting better all the time.
Now, there are some of the tunes on here that aren't so well known. That's side one, Fixing a Hole, and She's Leaving Home. We're also being for the benefit of Mr. Kite on the first side. Side two, Within You, Without You. This is the George contribution to the album.
Of course it is.
Recorded with a group of Indian musicians and with none of the Beatles. All right, let's keep going to the pop stuff. Richie, When I'm 64, this is Paul's song. Love this. I just love this. He originally wrote when he was 16 years of age. The Beatles played this at their early shows when they were technical problems that didn't allow them to do the stuff. It was so simple to play this. Lovely Rita. Paul wrote this one after getting a parking ticket in front of the Abbey Road Studios. It's so clever and easy. Good morning, good morning. This is a John song. Inspired by a TV commercial for Corn Flakes. The best to you each morning. Sunshine breakfast, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, crisp and full of fun. All right. And then there's a day in the life.
Oops.
So clever. Just go to the last cut that you in. John
what
and Paul
story. What
wrote this
story.
Song.
Yeah.
From two parts of the newspaper. First was about a friend who had been killed in a car accident. The other was about a plan to fill 4,000 potholes in Lancashire. The thinking that went into
this is the album that drove Brian Wilson crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, he basically went into his room and listened to this album like a zillion times.
Yeah.
And went nuts.
Yeah.
Who didn't listen to it a zillion times?
I know, but it didn't drive you and me crazy.
Well, I don't know about that.
Speak for yourself.
Jerry still out.
On me or you?
Yeah.
Well.
Not her. So, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Say it again, Doug. Lonely Hearts Club Band. Released on this date, 1967. What is that? 40, 50.
Rolling Stones' number one album of the top 500 greatest albums of all time.
48 years ago. 48.
There will never be another album as great. The White Album is close.
You can't tell.
And Beach Boys' Pet Sounds.
28 after on Good Day.
This is a medical minute from Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Let me ask you this. How often do you wash your sheets? Come on, fess up. No one can hear you. Well, a recent European survey revealed that the average single guy only washes his sheets every 3 months. That's awful. But worse, nearly half said they thought this was proper hygiene. And another almost 20% said a potential romantic partner was put off by the dirty bed. Wow. And the health risks? Dust mites and bed bugs. Yes, bed bugs are back and they're biting. So how often should you wash your sheets? My advice? Once a week at a minimum. Come on. In case you're wondering about the single ladies, they change their sheets every 2.5 weeks. Better, but not great. This is a Medical Minute from Dr. Chambers on Call. You can catch my latest videos, podcasts, and articles on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy, and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered.
Here we are, your friends, companions, people in the know and on the go, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Molly Page, the news sage, Ken Kessler, the news, what do we say, no, Ken Kessler, the info wrestler.
That's yeah.
It. Yes, right, okay. And Richie and Dougie with a deceiving headline. When I saw this, I said to Kenny, this made me think of Ms. Geller. Here's the headline. Anti-Islam event planner going into hiding. Right? Wouldn't you first think of Ms. Geller? Right. Geller,
who
organized all these various rallies around. But that wasn't the case, Molly. It was another fellow, not a woman, right?
Indeed, and I guess we were just talking about this. This guy, John Rutzheimer, had to announce he was going into hiding because otherwise no one would know he was going into hiding because no one knows who he is. But this is the man who organized the anti-Islam rally outside of Phoenix Mosque on Friday.
Get a life, you jerk.
The biker gang.
Yeah.
Is it a biker gang?
Yeah,
okay. It was bikers that were going to go...
pistols and rifles and,
and
American
gonna,
flags. I'm offended.
They were going to be an armed biker gang, and they were going to draw cartoons of Muhammad and basically say, okay, come and get us.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, he says he's gotten numerous death threats.
Even though nobody knew who he was.
Yeah. That's for putting this on. So he's been on social media, and he told reporters that he's being targeted by terrorists, and he says that they are calling for lone wolves to behead me.
Right.
So that could ruin a day.
Well... Hey, listen, this is what you're going to get when you do this.
He's choosing his words carefully.
Well, no, in a way, I want to support, I think Pamela Geller is a scumbag. But in a way, I want to support these people who think
absolutely. Freedom of speech.
Free speech.
Absolutely.
And that if you want to be some crazy whack job who wants to come cut my head off because I have an opinion, you know what? Bring it.
Yeah.
But you got to know that if you're going to go protest with your guns outside of a mosque and draw, you know what you're going to get with this.
Yeah, so hopefully you have.
So don't play the victim because you signed up for it, dude.
Right. You did it. You started.
I support them being brave enough to say, you know what, I will not stand for this. Enough. And, you know, we should be able to draw cartoons without being threatened.
All right. The Seattle couple said a burglar stole a pair of sunglasses from their car but ignored a Powerball ticket that was worth $1 million.
Awesome.
The couple requested anonymity. They forgot to check the numbers on their Powerball ticket last week after it failed to win the $350 million jackpot. This was actually, they've been carrying this thing around for a while. We didn't even think about a second chance prize. They said that the ticket sat in their car for 3 months. Somebody broke into their car, stole a pair of sunglasses. The sunglasses were sitting atop the winning ticket. So the sunglasses are gone. Who breaks into a car anymore to steal sunglasses? I know some people pay a lot of money for sunglasses, but how do you know? I have these Ray-Bans cost me $12. Why would you break into somebody's car to steal a pair of sunglasses?
Once every 7 or 8 years, we have kids running through our neighborhood, and we'll see it on the Facebook page, from the neighborhood Facebook page. Make sure to lock your doors. There's been a string of thefts, blah, blah, blah. You know, CDs were stolen. This was stolen, whatever it is.
Yeah, well,
sometimes sunglasses are really expensive. They have sunglasses that run $400 or $500.
I understand that. I said that I know somebody who would spend that kind of money for a pair of sunglasses, but who knows the difference? How do you tell by looking at them? I mean, I could put my Ray-Bans up next to a pair that were expensive, and who would know?
They were taking a chance, Doug.
You don't have $12.
If they only took a chance on a lottery ticket.
I got news for you. If you pay $12 for them and they say Ray-Bans on them, they're
not.
Fake.
Yeah, you want to bring that up.
That might be Roy-Bans.
Roy-Bans.
That should be it. That's right. All right, here's a new study out today. The Department of Veterans Affairs discovering signs of early aging in the brains of Iraq and Afghanistani war veterans caught near roadside bomb explosions. Wow. I knew this is back to the Sarascan days. This is something that is today in the news. However, scientists have been looking at these brains for a long time. Again, remember, Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans, that's the here and the now. But if you go back, this company that did my brain examination, how many years ago is it, Richie? Probably five now.
At least, yeah.
5 or 6 years ago. I have a friend who started a company that basically is a software company that examined brains. And his first customers were the NFL. NFL brought in their players. There were 3,400 heads examined of NFL players to see what was going on in the race. Because this was about the time that focus was started on the problems of playing football and other aggressive sports and what's happening to the brains of those people who were playing it. Because they were getting, NFL was getting subtle requests for more information, and then they were getting subtle requests from lawyers for payouts for families who football players had died, but it was just at the beginning of it, just on the cusp. And so as their first customers, these people were obviously catering to the needs of the NFL because they were paying the bill to begin with. But my friend John Kelly said, why don't you come out here and have your brain examined and we'll talk about it. I've done, a half a dozen or more stories over the years interviewing people who have been hot into this discipline. So I get my brain examined and it gets compared to 3,400 football players. And they come with a normal, with a median score of where your head is and what's going on in your brain. And there were things that I found out that were helpful. I didn't like some of the things I found out. But the point is that this technology was around and has been used not only for the NFL, not only for the NHL, but also for the armed services. The Pentagon came to this company and said, we want you to look at the brains of some of our soldiers who are complaining about this, that, and the other thing. So they did the exact same thing with war veterans who were complaining about the same sorts of things that the NFL players were complaining about.
And is this just a CAT scan?
It's not just a CAT. It's a CAT scan, but the software that goes with it takes specific lobes of your brain, checks blood flow, checks the age in a sense of the of if there's scar tissue up there or if there are things, brain anomalies that can predict what's going to happen in your brain in 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, that sort of thing.
But there's not anything that can be done about what they find. Information.
It's right? Information that in some cases, at least in mine, led to a change in diet because you can feed your brain and have it come out, at least if it has the problems that mine may have had. But the other things that we're talking about, Molly, no. You're not going to fix somebody who's got a skull or brain damage because of concussions and the whiplash is created by banging the stem of your brain around and all of those things. But they've done the research to understand the impact that the brain has had on what's the impact on behavior and disease. Veterans are showing progressive damage to the brain's wiring. This is a study that was published today in The Brain, a journal of neurology.
So it's actually proof that there's something going on that is not being imagined.
To the bottom line. It brings it to the bottom line. I noticed that Joe Namath got involved in this. The story at DougStephan.com about Namath being asked whether he suffered a concussion himself in his career.
He wouldn't know.
Well, that's what he said. He says,
We didn't know what a concussion was.
They call the concussion getting their bell rung.
Right.
They didn't check for it back then.
No. Not much was known.
You weren't tough if you complained.
Right. That's exactly right, Molly. Namath, who's been pretty well known over the years, Broadway Joe. Man, does he look... Look at the picture of him at DougStephan.com. He looks like some mature businessman, doesn't he, Kenny? Do you see that picture where he's got the glasses on and, you know, he's all dude-ed up? He looks really quite cool, frankly.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
He's always been a good-looking guy.
Over the past couple of years, he's seen treatment teammates scarred and confused mentally and physically. And so he decided that he would get involved. He's created the Joe Namath Neurological Research Center at the Jupiter Medical Center. Started a series of hyperbaric treatments, 120 dives during the span of roughly 9 months.
First thing Joe ought to do is quit drinking. That probably helped more than anything.
Well, I don't know. Does he still drink? Does he still got a big problem? Oh,
what was it, 3 or 4 years ago at the Super Bowl when he was trying to suck face with the TV reporter on national live TV?
Why are you discounting? I'm trying to get to something that's important. I don't care about him sucking face.
Well,
he's working on something that will help
brain. If he's this concerned about brain activity and his, I'm looking at a picture of his brain where they show that it's got enlarged blue and purple areas that mean he might not be receiving the amount of oxygen that he should.
Yeah.
If he is worried about it,
he
should quit drinking.
All right, well, that isn't the point of the story.
He's a well-known drinker.
The point of the story is that there are a lot of people who are high-visibility people who may have had the problem or still have the problem that want to do something about it. And his name is such that he can bring that to the table. And I think that's really what the story is. And then you dig around a little bit deeper into this. Wait a minute. The concussions caused by traumatic stretching, damage to nerve cells in the brain that lead to dizziness, nausea, headache, all of these things are part of what's being studied by those who are looking into head injury problems. Some of this stuff gets to the observable material, gets really too detailed for most people, post-concussion syndromes and all that sort of thing. There are problems with misdiagnosis, and that's what some people are, you know, they're sort of trying to turn this around. Well, not everybody has this problem. No, there are other problems that come from this, but the one thing they have in similarity is the excruciating headaches that seem to start the focus on these problems. You know, a lot of people have migraines. This is a different kind of a headache. It's not a migraine. It's a different kind of a headache. And it seems to only be something, this particular type of headache only comes with injuries like the ones we're talking about that have to do with the major hits that people playing aggressive sports have felt earlier in their lives. So, anyway, I sort of want to acknowledge the name of thing, more research being done on concussions. I remember the story last year, was it last year, Kenny, the story of that kid that died, the 22-year-old from Frostburg State University that died from head injuries when he got whacked on the field. These stories are way too commonplace. All right, so Richie, you were saying about...
if you get Joe Namath coming out, I would think if you really want people to pay attention to this, go for the well-respected retired quarterbacks like the Terry Bradshaws, the Joe Montanas, the Brett Favres, even Peyton Manning now you could go to, and get these guys on it. I'm not sure they're going to want to hurt the game, but those guys, I mean, they took their whacks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Elway, especially, good Lord, that guy took some hits.
Yeah.
And but, I mean, you look at him, he seems fine. He's general manager of the Broncos, doing a great job.
All right, in a minute, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff joins us, looking between the lines in an important medical issue. Focus on medicine next on Good Day.
You'll get more floor for less money at Lumber Liquidators with incredible deals on over 400 beautiful full warranty floors from just 49 cents. This week at 5-inch wide pre-finished oak hardwood for under $1 and gorgeous click strand bamboo for $2.29. It's easy to install and two times harder than red oak. Plus, save as much as 45% on high quality laminate and vinyl wood plank and get 12 months special financing. Get more floor for less money with unbelievable deals on top quality hardwood. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store near you.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Now with Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who has a great clinic in Los Angeles that works on back problems, disc problems. His website is 818newback.com. And he likes to bring to our attention some alternatives to regular stories about medicine and doctors. So what do you have up your sleeve today, Bruce?
Oh, well, Doug, listen, you know, we had a measles epidemic that started at Disneyland with 132 cases of measles and no deaths in a country of 330 million people. And somehow this outbreak has set off a legislative avalanche of state and federal bill proposals to take away individual rights and informed consent under the guise of public safety and make all CDC-scheduled vaccines mandatory. But to be specific, 110 bills in 36 states that take away your rights to decide what can or cannot be put into your bloodstream by the government. This is a very slippery slope indeed, but the question is, how is it that all those bills got started? Just through independent legislative concern across the country? No. Through ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. They're a 501c3 organization, and they claim to be organized for charitable educational purposes. But they are a group that puts lobbyists together with legislators in fancy hotels so corporations can tell them what to legislate. They even give them pre-written bills that only require the legislator to put the name of their state in the blank provided. They are a corporate bill mill, and they are funded by corporate interests. And this is a most egregious example of corporate ownership ownership of our democracy. In this case of immunization rights, the irony is that many of the vaccines that are going to be mandated and will leave individuals without choice are not even for diseases that are spread from person to person in school settings. No, it's about big pharma profit. And that's the same folks, by the way, who bring you the evening news. According to RFK Jr., at least 70% of advertising revenue on network TV news is from Big Pharma.
Yep.
That directly from an unnamed head of network news. The executive also said he would fire anyone who cost him a pharmaceutical account.
Yeah.
And Big Pharma advertising on TV is dwarfed by four times the amount they spend directly marketing to doctors.
Yep.
They control the media, yep, legislators, care providers, and their express corporate purpose is shareholder profits. Do you trust them?
That's it. The question is, do you trust them? Bruce Shanahoff, thank you. 818newback.com is his website. You can get more on this there.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Rejoice, my dear friend. That music you're hearing is the sound of healing. Take just a moment to let it envelop you in the Spirit of the Lord. Now, if that sounds good to you, I have something that will sound even better, because this is your opportunity to own an exclusive collection of healing music played in seven sacred musical keys in the pages of the Bible. It's known that King David soothed King Saul with his beautiful music, and today music therapy is a recognized, proven medical practice that has eased post-operative pain, lowered blood pressure, and given a much-needed boost to immune systems. Clear pain and aches out of your body, restore focus and productivity, and finally enjoy a full night of restful sleep. This is Whole Tones, the healing frequency music project. Find out how a devout Christian, author, and musician discovered these ancient healing frequencies and why he claims God told him to create this amazing product. All you have to do is go to WholeTonesSample.com right now to understand how this product can work for you as easily as it has for countless others. Go to WholeTonesSample.com to hear all seven amazing songs. That's WholeTonesSample.com.
State your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
There you go.
Amen.
Stephen Bishop from the movie Animal House, number one at the box office this week in 1978. Good Lord. Animal House. Yeah, that's the edition. Silly stuff.
I actually had a cameo in the movie, right?
Yeah.
Did you
produce this movie today? Did this movie make it?
No, you never release this movie today.
All right, let's get to our contest. Chuck Curry is here with a review of what the movies did box office total-wise over the weekend. Maybe a surprise, maybe not. We'll get to that list in a matter of moments. First, though, we have the number one movie this week in 1989 in our focus, so that if you can figure out by listening to these three clips what the movie is, you'll call us at 888-302-3684 and be qualified for the drawing July 3rd for the Sundara Spa Package, a plush weekend for two at a VIP resort that does nothing but make you feel superb. So qualifying for the drawing comes as you identify this movie.
And we all have a great need for acceptance, but you must trust that your beliefs are unique, your own, even though others may think them odd or unpopular, even though the herd may go, that's bad.
Got it.
All right. Got it. 888-302-3684. Next clip, Rich.
No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Even better. 888-302-3684. Last clip.
How can you describe poetry like American bandstand? Get away, 42, but I can't dance to it.
All right. 888-302, Doug. Next, Chucker. Do we have to, wait a minute, do we, I'm asking the question, so now we have to pause for a moment. We'll get the answer, and we'll get the routine from the weekend next on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/6/13 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
All right, let's get to the answer to the question. First of all, John is in Washington. Hi, John. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. What's the name of the movie?
I'm going to guess Dead Poets Society.
Good guess. It was Dead Poets Society. Robin Williams in one of his great roles, it would seem. So we'll qualify you for that drawing to the Sundara. Congratulations, sir. Chucker, this weekend, I saw two movies. I bet you did, too. I saw San Andreas.
I did, too.
And I saw Aloha. And
let me just say, San Andreas was number one at the box office, blowing past studio expectations, doing $53 million.
I told you that. I told you it would do better. Remember, you said $40 million.
Yeah.
This is what I thought.
I thought it was really well-paced, exciting, very good visuals, terrific emotional sequences, a highly likable Dwayne Johnson, and the girl who played his daughter, Alexandra Daddario, I thought was also highly likable and extremely easy on the eyes. That girl's beautiful. She should play Wonder Woman. And I liked Carla Gianno as his wife. I thought overall highly entertaining. I know I'm partial to the genre, but I thought it was the best time I had at the movies this summer.
It was a lot of fun, but come on, Chucker.
I don't care.
I know. I'm not criticizing. What I'm saying is just understand we both laughed at things that were – this was writing out of some fifth grade class. The lines that they delivered were embarrassingly foolish, but yet it was all that you just described. It was fun. I mean, who goes – these critics that keep saying, oh, my God, it was terrible. It was terrible. The dialogue, the script was awful. But
for
the movie
reason,
was
it,
fun.
It's interesting. The disaster genre is polarizing.
Yeah.
People either really like it, like I do, or they just dismiss
it.
But
it was not greatly written. All right, what are the other in the top five?
Pitch Perfect 2 came in second, 14.4, 147 3 weeks. That's solid. Tomorrowland placed third, underperforming at the box office. I think it's well worth seeing, 13.8, $63 million in 2 weeks. Mad Max Fury Road, 13.6, 116 in 3 weeks. Word of mouth on that is really good. And the Avengers 2 ran out the top five. What do you think of Aloha?
I thought it was slow. It was okay, but it was nothing. You know, Bill Murray kind of underplayed his role. But it was okay. That's about it. Okay. 59 after.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5 pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.